Here you go. Little jump buck.
Thank you, Master.
Late.
Bah.
Good little slut. Now, continue telling me about Lenny.
Lenny was...
White? Continue.
Lenny was so nice to me. He was so much kinkier than Quentin. I've never had someone shave me before. Or pee on me. I loved that he was so much smaller than me. It felt so much safer to be dominated by an otter. Even though he was rough on me, he was also so cute and sweet. I didn't ever want to leave him.
Did you fall in love with the little rototile?
Meh. I think I did. It felt like I did. I don't know.
What happened?
He lied to me. He lied about Quentin. That... That really hurt.
Stop it. Alright, little jump buck. I'm gonna give you something that most slaves never get.
What's that, Master?
A choice.
Bah.
I managed to get the phone numbers for both Quentin and Lenny here on me phone. Whoever it is I call is sure enough gonna end up back with you. But whoever I don't call will be left out. Time for you to choose, little jump buck.
Choose.
Of course you can always choose neither. It's been the rest of your days tied down in me cabin. A pointless fuck doll for the rest of your days. But something tells me that ain't it. It's gonna be either a fox or a rudder tail, yeah?
Yeah.
Take all the time you need. Think it over. I'll just stand here with this phone in me hand, waiting to make that call. When you're ready to give me an answer, I want you to give me a nice and clear bleat. So that's it then. It's all up to you. Make up your mind, little jump buck.